Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. Not a barbell in sight. Here we go. This is also our not for time option of the week, and I'll tell you why. So, three rounds for time, or not, of 100 double unders, 30 V-ups, and 10 bar muscle-ups. Simple on paper, potentially. Maybe you're just like, simple on paper? You're kidding me. Double unders are miserable. Bar muscle-ups are tough. But it is exactly that. You're right. You're right more than I'm right. It's a very challenging day. The skill set is through the roof. And that is why we're making it a not for time option. Because if you've got double unders, but they're hit or miss, it's just going to take you a while and you'll see the more likely time go away. It's going to be okay today. Use it as a practice day, as an improvement day. Sets of 30 V-ups are no joke, but your midline's going to get strong, I'll tell you that. Bar muscle-ups are very hard to do, but maybe you can do them, but you need a lot of rest. You're going to break them up a bunch, and you're going to see, again, that more likely time fade away. Who cares? Use this, you know, once a week, and use it as a day to get better and stronger at the bar muscle-ups. Don't worry about the clock. So that's why it's a great option today for the not-for-time workout. We've got videos, of course, showing all those movements. I would like to see if somebody's knocking these things out, you know, if they can do those double unders, if you can get them done in a couple of minutes, you know, if you can do 100 in a couple minutes, maybe in the high side 3 minutes, but a couple minutes, that'd be great. And for those bar muscle-ups, if you're doing them in sets of, you know, 2 to 4, you know, you're probably in that range where doing the prescribed workout is, you know, potentially an appropriate decision for you. You know, ultimately your call, but things like that would be in your range. My point being, I'm not like, oh yeah, this has to be, you're nailing 100 double unders unbroken, then you bang out 30 V-ups, then you touch that bar and you do 10 unbroken muscle-ups. Absolutely not. I don't expect the overwhelming majority of people to do the workout like this. I expect them to make their way through it, doing, you know, breaking up the work, taking rest as needed, and to keep themselves going. Super fitness robot time, 14 minutes or less, more likely in the neighborhood of 26 minutes. The wild card option I think will treat people pretty well. So this is three rounds for time or not, 100 double unders with an asterisk there, says double unders or single unders. So you can do dubs or single unders and still be quote unquote prescribed in the wild card option. Then 30 V-ups, and then we've got 20 pull-ups per round. And there's an asterisk there as well. And I said, the pull-ups, if you're asking me what I'd love to see them strict. So strict if possible. But if that's not possible, or that many is not possible, maybe you do a mixture of both strict and kipping. You do some strict, they start to go away, you finish out the sets of 20 kipping, whatever makes sense for you, but a nice balance to build some strength today. Got a video showing the strict pull-ups. Scaled option today, three rounds for time or not, 2 minutes of jumping rope, singles or doubles, 30 sit-ups, and then 10 low ring muscle-ups. Of course, everything has a video there. And for the low ring muscle-ups, as we always say, use the minimum amount of leg necessary to make it really challenging on your upper body so that you're strengthening your upper body more so than your lower body with those low ring muscle-ups. They're great because they're infinitely scalable. You can use 90% leg or 10% leg, and that's a really nice option. Limited equipment option. Three rounds for time or not, 100 dubs, 30 V-ups, 10 low ring muscle-ups, using as little leg as possible. Super fitness robot scores, 14 minutes or less, more likely 26 minutes or less. No equipment workout, three rounds for time or not, 100 jumping jacks. Those are going to be hard, I'll tell you right now. Warm your calves up. 50 meter bear crawl, and then 30 V-ups. Accessory work, optional as always. Farmer's carry, just gonna do 3 farmer's carries. I can't tell you the distance because it depends on how heavy the objects that you're carrying are. Heavy objects, shorter distance. Light objects, longer distance. But just 3 challenging carries. It's not supposed to be till failure. Resting a minute or two between each one of those just to build up some forearm grip strength. Then you're going to choose one of these and pour your heart and soul into it. Either a 500 meter row, a 400 meter run, or 90 seconds of effort on the bike of your choice. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Cobra stretch for the abs, pec and chest, hands behind, and calves and foam rolling, all of which have videos. Hope you enjoyed the gymnastics extravaganza today. Don't worry, you're going to get some loading back tomorrow, but it's going to be dumbbells. I'll see you then.